Good morning, Kincaid! This is your wake-up call for me, DJ Crooner. It's time to wake up and make your racks and get ready for the jungle. We're going to be playing through Blackwater Redux, written by Christian Eichhorn. This adventure is set in Eberron of D&D. There are some heavy elements of Apocalypse Now, Call of Cthulhu, and Heart of Darkness. This means that it might get too hairy and gruesome, just like my Aunt Hilda, who had a teenage goatee. She was too old and everybody was too scared of her to say anything. Now, before we continue, we are ordered to inform everyone that it is your duty to report anyone who is suspected of abusing Shadow Tar. That's right. The drug that we're in this hell pit trying to get rid of is now readily accessible for private consumption. And to top things off, the target audience for this playthrough is for those who are serving or did serve in the military. That means you might hear a lot of more inappropriate jokes than normal. But hey, you try staying awake on a midwatch with only 4 hours of sleep, see how far you get before you start laughing at boogeyman jokes. The last thing we need to mention is to remember that we're all people. It doesn't matter who you voted for as long as you leave that shit off the table. Because when it comes to Blackwater Redux, you just might need that bastard next to you to make it home.
I am definitely going to take my time with this one, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
Ooh,
yeah.
Great.
So much confusion. I can't get relief. Just minded to drink my wine.
I could go for a little bit of both right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, Alex, so what are we going to play, man?
You're asking the wrong dude. Got a lot of things in my head right now, but a one-shot is not one of them.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I was trying to come up with some kind of one-shot, and the only thing I could come up with was the whole party gets transported to a cavern with a hole, big hole right in the middle of it. It goes down. Can't see anything in the bottom because there's nothing there. The only option is to jump in, and if you jump in, you die.
Well, you don't die, you just fall forever.
No. I let you go a couple turns free falling.
Haven't you ever seen Gravity Falls? You keep falling and falling and falling, and then you just get thrown back out the same hole. You're like, what? If you haven't seen Gravity Falls, check it out. Gravity Falls is fantastic.
I feel like I have.
I keep hearing things about that show.
Dude, Gravity Falls is so underrated. It is such a great show. And of course, you want to watch? Like, yeah, I'll watch Gravity Falls with you. Hell yeah. That's good. So he's like, you want to watch Phineas and Ferb? Yeah.
Of course I want to watch Phineas and Ferb.
Do you
all right, listen up, maggots. This is Drill Sergeant Izzin Kestrel. Everyone fall in line right now. Let's go. Single file, come on, move it, you little shits. Let's go.
I can tell if he's talking to us or his kids.
Well, I'm talking to you, butter boy. What are you, some kind of elfy looking guy? What's that, a sidearm on your side? What's your name, soldier?
What level does it need to be?
I'm the one asking the fucking questions here.
Yeah. Actually, I have something that we could play if you wanted to, but...
What is your major malfunction, numbnut? So I'm the one talking here. Everyone fall in line. What is your name?
Rock.
As in, you suck a big rock? What is that?
No, name's Rock.
All right, that leaves one final genius. What is your name?
The name is Izzelgor. It's cultural.
Izzelgor, huh? Okay, everybody. Guess what? You're in boot camp.
Chaos.
Been there, done that.
So this should be easy for you then.
Let me find a character sheet. Hold on.
Well, you're at level 0 right now, so really we can develop the stats from here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, I found sitting duck.
Perfect.
Quack, motherfucking quack.
All right, so we're actually going to be playing through Blackwater Redux. I've been aching to play through this sucker. I will say that there is a high potential for a total TPK.
What?
Yeah.
So you have only 3 of us.
Yep.
We just increased our chances, boys.
And this adventure is 77 pages long. That's also including the front covers, back covers, all that jazz. So we're probably looking at around 70 pages worth of content.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes from level 1 to 5. And I figured the best way to go about doing this is everyone can create their characters based off of the stats that you get from boot camp. Then at the end, if you want to adjust stuff, then we can adjust stuff. It's no biggie.
Well, let me come up with a different name. God, man.
Well, that's all right. That was just to kind of introduce, you know, the game a little bit. So no problem.
There, Phalion.
So you're switching over to Phalion?
Yeah,
we'll make the it.
I wasn't sure if anybody would see that. Phalion.
As in Nathan Phalion?
I don't know who that is.
So does everyone have a character ready to go, or is everyone just kind of up in the air not knowing what they're going to build or what they're going to have? Or is it
a mixed bag? Yeah, I've got my level 4 ready.
I did not build anything because right. I sat down at 9 o'clock.
Cool.
I've got my guy ready if I'm allowed to use him, otherwise I'll...
Yeah, sure. What the hell? So this first thing we're going to be doing is actually push-ups and sit-ups. To start off.
Oh, no.
So let's see. Everybody roll a d20.
Got one of them.
Yep.
Ooh, I got a 4.
18.
13.
All right, Rock, it's fairly easy for you to knock these out. You were trained for this. You know, your background, you've done a lot of heavy labor. This is nothing to you. Ixalcor, you're able to keep up, but you start cramping up a little bit. And then while everyone wraps everything up, everyone's just standing around waiting for Thillian to finish up, and it's taking up a lot longer for Thillian to knock them out. And everyone starts assembling to go to Chow, and Thillian is still working on getting his last ones.
Yep.
And that's pretty much all of day one. Everyone sees who the slacker is, so...
No, the one who is taking his time.
Typical.
Making sure they're done right.
Grunting every step of the way. Okay, so the following week, you start getting introduced to a ranged weaponry. And so everyone is at the shooting range with crossbows. And so everybody roll me a d20.
12 for Thalion.
16 for Rock.
I got another 13.
All right. And so everyone is able to knock it out. Thalion, Rock, Ixalcor, y'all do okay. You're definitely not the marksmen or the sharpshooters, but you're definitely able to at least hit the target somewhere. All right. So, okay. Then week 3 comes along, and it's time to try out the gas chamber. And then so everybody, roll me another d20.
12 for Rock.
14 for Thalion.
Ixalcor with a 16.
Okay. Rock, you're able to hold it in for quite a little bit, and then somebody jabs you in the ribs, and it's enough for you to blurt out your air that you were holding in and start sucking in all the toxic sting that's in the air. You go running out, and that's enough for Thalion to start bust out laughing, and then he starts running out.
It's funny.
And then Ixalcor, you're able to hold your own for quite a little bit longer. And then you realize that the rest of the crowds that are there, they're not necessarily constructs of any kind, but they're pretty damn close. And there's a couple of them that are actually got resistance to the poison, so they're able to hold on. And you end up throwing up in the tank there. And
Chief that's enchilada round 2.
And that's week 3. All right. Okay, so the next one, they have you studying quite a bit. You're learning about weapon maintenance, and you're learning about the sentry orders. And so again, everybody roll me another d20.
7.
Ooh, 19 for Thalion.
17.
Okay. So, Rock, you're struggling, man. You're like you're what they refer to as the Gomer Pyle of the group. You just can't seem to catch on the orders that you're having to commit to memory. You remember half of one. You're struggling to keep up with the maintenance of weaponry, and everyone just kind of looks at you sideways like, oh, man, this guy's going to wash out if he's not careful. Ixalcor, you're able to take Rock under your wing for some of the training, and you're able to bring him up somewhat to snuff, at least as far as maintenance goes and everything. You're showing him the ropes and everything. Thalion, you've been promoted to division leader.
Yay! Means I get extra cookies at Chow.
Extra green eggs.
Yum.
Get an extra scoop. Did they have those when you were in boot camp too, man?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, dude. Okay, so next up is wisdom. All right, so let's see, that's week 5. You're learning how to read maps. So everyone goes on an adventure hike. They plop you out in the middle of nowhere, and they said, all right, make your way back to base. Here's the mark on the map. And again, everybody roll.
17.
God, that looks a lot like a 5.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so first up, Ixalcor, you grab the map, you grab the compass they give you, and you're like, oh, I got this. This is my element. I'm out here in the wilderness. I'm good. And it takes half a day before everybody realizes that you're going in the opposite direction of where the X is. And then Thalion, you take over for the second half of the day. And let's see, everybody roll one more d20.
4.
Thalion got a 13.
18.
Okay. Ixalcor, you see one dire boar headed your way. So everybody, let's go ahead and roll for initiative.
Oh, this is, we're all level 0.
Level 0.
18 for Rock.
Yeah, 18 for Thalion as well.
I got 5.
Okay. Great. The dire boar got a 4.
Silly dire boar.
All right. First up. Okay, hold on. Thalion and Rock, roll a d6.
I got it. Oh, I just rolled another 20. All right, hold on.
3.
4.
All right, Thalion, you have the floor.
Do we have any weapons on us?
You have a very basic short sword and a club.
Are there any trees around us?
There are lots of trees around.
Did they have low-hanging branches that I might be able to get up onto?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to climb up into a tree to try to find a way to jump down onto the dire boar when it gets closer.
Okay, so your movement is to the tree.
Yep, and then I hold my action. Or, yeah, unless I can use my action to climb the tree.
Yeah, your action is going to be climbing the tree, but then that's going to be it. You're not going to be able to have a reaction.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, roll for climbing.
Ooh, climbing. I got a 6.
You make it about halfway up the tree. That's as far as you can go. Rock, you have the floor.
So I got a club and a short sword.
That's it.
All right. And this thing's coming right at us?
Yep. It's headed right for you.
Going right for us.
Well, I pulled out my gun.
just take my sword and go to sidestep it and stab it.
All right.
18.
18 hits.
Short sword's a D6, right?
D6.
5.
Alrighty. And you hear it squeal like a pig. Next up, we have Ixalcor.
Alright, so I'm going to keep it a little simple, and I'm going to move up to the left side of the dire boar, and I'm going to take my short sword, and I'm going to go a little stabby stabby pokey pokey.
Alrighty.
And does a 15 do anything?
It does.
Good deal.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah, for a whopping 2 damage.
Alrighty. And since Rock and Ixalcor moved in close to it, it tries to gore Ixalcor. Let's see here. With a 9 to hit.
That does not.
Okay, at this point, it's freaking out now, and it's just like lashing out wherever, obviously missing. All right, next up is Thalion.
All right, I still want to try to crawl into a branch over the dire boar.
Alrighty, roll for strength.
Yeah. Nailed it. 16.
16, you're able to get up to that branch right on top of the boar.
Right, is that my action, or can I now like try to jump down onto it with the sword?
I will say bonus action, you can... Would you be jumping down or just letting go, like falling down?
Just letting go and falling down with my sword.
Alright, then let's do that then.
Alright. 13.
13 connects.
Woohoo!
And that's 1d6?
Yes.
And is there any extra damage for me coming down on it?
I will say there is 20 feet between you and the wild boar. And I think it's, what, 1d10 for falling damage?
Yep.
All right, so roll 2d10, right. And then you can add that as a damage to the boar because it's breaking your fall.
I rolled 10 and 10 plus 3, so 23 points of damage. I'm not kidding. This is weird.
Totally okay. Weird, man. Jeez.
I've never done that before.
No?
Okay, yeah. 23 points of damage.
And that actually, the dire boar buckles underneath just all that velocity and weight and the stabby stabby. And it's now prone. His legs give out. Ugh.
Suck it.
Next up is Rock.
Just stabbing with my sword.
Okay.
Natural 20.
All right, go for it. 1d6.
6.
And we're going to double that, right?
Yep. It's a 12.
Okay. You gore the boar. And at this point, it was in so much pain and it was dying and it was just suffering. You gave it a mercy kill. Just let it bleed out.
Tried to make it as painless as possible at this point.
All right. So with that, we are out of combat. And everybody, let's roll a nature check or a survival check.
Okie doke. Alien got a 13.
Rock got a 15.
14.
So with those scores, everybody has either killed a pig out in the country in your farm, or you've been to a butcher shop, you know, in the city or whatever town you're from. You know exactly where the good meat is. You're able to get to it. But with those scores, you do leave a lot of meat left over on the carcass, but it doesn't really matter because it's a giant dire boar and everybody camps out overnight with full bellies.
Hooray.
And then so back to the original wisdom score, Rock, you study the map all night long, and for whatever reason, it makes sense to you. You're able to navigate what took the whole platoon, a whole day of getting lost. That next day, you make it back before lunch.
Nice.
All right, last week. All right, so everyone's getting ready for graduation.
Getting ready.
You have to get ready. You have to learn marches. You have to, you know, be able to twirl rifles and look sharp and, you know, do a whole drill routine. So everybody roll me a charisma check.
16.
At 20.
I got a 3.
Okay, so with a 20, let's see, Athelion, you moved on to be the ARPOC of the entire division. So you're the head guy in charge. Your uniform is perfect to the T. There's no Irish pendants, nothing. Everything's well pressed and everything. You got your gig lines perfect. You're able to master the rifle drills, the crossbow drills, like all the weapons that they give you. It becomes second nature to you. They're little toy things in your fingers, man. Rock, you're able to keep up with the pace of marching along, and you're actually able to start calling out cadence with the 16. And Ixalcor, you wash out.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Yeah. You had to repeat that last week with another division, but you're able to graduate the second time around.
You got as mode.
That's the fact, Jack.
How long has it been since you heard that term, Paul?
That's, oh, man. Oh,
my God. As mode.
Wow. Has it been? No.
It's been a long time.
Dude. 20 fucking shit. 24 years, dude.
Damn. Wow.
Yeah.
Long time.
Got as mode.
These things go back to P days.
Yeah, no doubt.
Jeez, no joke,
we're
right?
We're in the Smurfs.
Okay, so Athelion, your strength is a 4, dexterity 12, constitution 14, intelligence 19, wisdom 5, charisma 20.
Jeez, I'm going to write this stuff down.
If you choose.
You get a piece again. Of paper.
4, 12, 14, 19, 5, and 20. And Rock, strength 18, 16 dexterity, constitution 12, intelligence 7, wisdom 17, charisma 16.
Got it.
And Ixalcor, strength 13, dexterity 13, constitution 16, intelligence 17, wisdom 5, charisma 3.
That sounds about right.
Okay. All right. So everyone, you have y'all's characters, right?
I'm making one now.
Okay. No problem.
Just have to change a couple stats here.
Again, totally up to you if you want to change your stats. This is just to kind of put in a filler for what's going to be happening next. So if this totally like messes up your stats altogether, by all means, keep your old stats or whatever.
I actually like these new stats because it's more of a gnome, gives them huge strength and everything.
Oh, man. It won't let me put my charisma up to 20. I have to bump it up with a bonus.
Mm.
Create the characters however which way you want. Totally up to you. This segment was in no way in this adventure. I just threw it in there to kind of introduce this adventure. I figured this was the best way to do it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Let's do
all
it.
Right. Cool. So moving on to what y'all know after having done a couple of tours, you know, with the military and everything. You know, all of y'all have done your share of hard work. You know, you've worked at the latrine. You've helped out in the mess hall. You've done everything that a regular soldier would do. You know what grunt work is all about. Having said all that, this story is set in the Eberron realm, meaning that magic that's used as an energy source to power all kinds of different machines and everything. So there's going to be a lot of stuff here that's going to be thrown at you, whether it's going to be like, oh, look, here's a door that opens automatically. That's the kind of stuff you'll see normally. Here's a ship, you know, running without sails. Again, normal stuff right here. Right? So you get your next set of orders, and Thelion,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've pretty much made the rank
you went up to corporal pretty quickly.
Excellent.
Rock, you've stuck with Thelion with the majority of the stuff that you've done together, just because, you know, he was a solid guy in boot camp, and, you know, there's no nonsense there, and you both work together very well as a team. Ixil Kor, you remember the two knuckleheads from boot camp, and yeah, you know, that last week was hell for you, but you're still an invaluable resource to the team, just because you're an all-around real good soldier, and so y'all basically grow up together, essentially, in this military. So everyone gets the same orders, and everyone's shipping off to Camp Cade. That's K-A-D-E. And all you know is that this place is a real good place to earn extra income and to also be able to climb the ranks fairly quickly. You hear that the turnaround there is fairly high. From what you've heard, is that hazard pay is really good, tax-free, and there's bonuses there. You're not sure what exactly the orders don't really give you all that detail, other than you have to report to Camp Cade and look for Lieutenant Blunt. That's who your CO is going to be.
Blunt.
He's just not LT Smash.
So then everyone's on the ship, heading out that way. It says here, the recruiters promised good coin, more than a year's pay earned in a week, they said, whatever that means. The conditions were quite mysterious, total secrecy, details only after arrival on site, but be armed and ready for everything. In any case, the last ship would set sail soon, and you found yourself on board. The Shadow Marches, one of the last true frontiers in Corvair, too intriguing to pass up this opportunity. And everything references back to, again, the Shadow Marches and Camp Cade. All right, so I have here a little guide on creating characters. There are some backgrounds that are recommended for this. Thank you, Christian Eichhorn, for making this very easy for us to be able to dive into. So there's acolyte, charlatan or criminal, entertainer, noble, sailor, or soldier. And it's funny, and it's really cool because each of these has an alternate background based on this adventure specifically. But, you know, it offers up those stats. So this is kind of a way to set the mood, I guess, for this one right here. So for sailor or soldier, you are a veteran of the last war. You have seen your share of the action and it changed you. Of course, you don't know how, since you've not become the person you were supposed to. One of the features is survivor. You have survived many battles, too many to count. You make your first death saving throw with advantage, and you never have to roll for madness when failing to 0 hit points. So somewhere make that note, add the survivor feature there.
That was for all of us?
Yeah. Okay. Because again, I'm going from, you know, boot camp recruit, you know, doing some military work and then jumping into Camp Cade. See, one of you grabs, opens up your dossier, and a little paper slips out, and you hear, and it's this little journal entry. Day 50 of my journey. Oh, am I excited. After such a long time on the open sea, I am finally laying eyes on the estuary of the infamous Blackwater River. My trusty guide, Poshbor, by my side. I feel like nothing can stop us. Next stop, the source of the Blackwater. This feat will secure my place in the history books. From the diary of Kelby Kor Connor.
All right.
So, yeah, you cross the Thunder Sea by ship. So this is your chance to kind of role play a little bit. So I'll open it up. A stiff breeze blows across your face while you regard the small camp in the distance, growing ever larger. It lies not far from the shore, bordering a grand forest that towers above all. A green backdrop as far as you can see. From the crow's nest, a sailor shouts, "They gave the signal. Everything in order, Captain." So the captain of the Dauntless, Haribor Saltbeard, starts giving the orders to drop the anchor and prepare the ship's boats. What do y'all want to do? Right now you see everyone, you see the sailors getting the boats ready to cast off from the ship being anchored right now.
Well, boys, we need to get ashore.
Right?
Been stuck on this ship for way too long.
So we form up and be ready.
All right, so everyone starts forming up and you start making your way to the boat that's going to be taking you ashore.
Are we allowed to talk in formation?
Yes.
Oh, all right. What are you guys going to do when we get to shore?
Get rid of these sea legs for a bit, that's for sure.
Give me some poontang.
All right, you see Captain Haribor walking around. He goes, "Well, this is it. We have reached our destination. Last chance to chicken out before you find yourselves up to your necks and leeches and whatever else creeps around that parts. In any case, this is your boat. Jonah over there will bring you to the shore." So then you see Jonah. He waves you all over, like over here this way. You board the ship's landing boat, and the small boat splashes into the ocean, and you are drenched with brackish water. The deckhand laughs and pulls hard on the oars. You know what? No. The deckhand Laz and, you know, starts moving the boat out there. This is our third trip to Camp Cade already. With the number of weapons we bring here, you would think there was a war going on. Probably is, but I don't want to know a thing about it. As the boat hits every wake, every splash, riding all the way in. After many minutes on the restless sea, the boat comes ashore where a few soldiers await the three of you and the rest of the recruits. And then you hear one of them go, "Don't idle around too long. Lieutenant Blunt awaits you in the camp for prelims. We'll take care of the cargo."
Ah, sounds like we don't have to do much of anything.
I like that.
So the camp is only a few hundred feet away from the shore. A few bulky soldiers grab the crates from the other boats and lumber back to camp. And the only thing you all have is your duffel bag. Bags. And then one after another, the empty boats return back to the Dauntless, and you see Jonah waves at the three of you goodbye.
Let's go settle in.
Cool. I like that.
Agreed.
Okay, so you're walking into Camp Cade. White tent flaps blow in the wind. Shouts and sounds of tireless axes and saws echo through the air. Several figures wrestle and duel on the hot sand. A spectator corrects their moves and slaps them with a stick for good measure. The smell of burning wood overlays that of the sea, intensifying as you converge on the camp. And you three, let me see, everybody roll a perception check.
Ooh, I got one of them, I think.
12.
14.
13.
Wait a second, I guess. Should we be adding anything or just straight rolls?
Well, at this point, it's your character sheet, so whatever your character sheet says.
Oh, so 14 for Rock.
Damn, dude. So with those scores, y'all can tell something's strange about this place. Y'all have been to plenty of camps, plenty of forts, plenty of destinations, lots of places that would register that something's off about this place. You can tell that this place is fully equipped, as in, like, there's a bit of overkill with the weapons that are around. Y'all understand that there's about 50 soldiers and mercenaries that make up the complement here, and there's a lot of extra weapons and ammo that's way above that necessity. Looking around, you do see that there are some live-in tents, and you notice that there are some wooden huts and even more wooden huts being built. From the dossier, y'all know that this camp was set up about 3 weeks ago and is still under construction, but at this rate, it's pretty crazy the fact that how much progress is being done in that short amount of time. You do see a dozen soldiers felling trees in the nearby forest and bringing everything over to the fresh timber. That's about the busy work that you see all around you, and you see quite a few other soldiers standing guard or just relaxing. From here, you do see sick bay, you see the canteen, you see an armory, and you see the command tent. Those are your four destinations right now.
I say we check in with the LT first.
Yeah, it's probably the best idea. We don't want to piss him off on our first day here.
This is true.
All right. Okay, so the command tent. You're heading towards it. In the center of the spacious tent stands a large table covered in maps and personal files. A warforged sits on a small stool and broods over the papers. He just kind of glances over at everybody. He's like, "Oh, you guys are the new recruits. Come in. Fall in. Fall in. Come right in. Hello, I am Lieutenant Blunt. I am the one in charge here of this command. Have you talked to the quartermaster about your sleeping arrangements or anything?"
"No, no, sir. Yes, sir.
We came right in here to talk to you. Report."
"Excellent, excellent. Well, great to have you on board. We have some expeditions that we need to handle, and we just need the extra bodies. Obviously, you can see around, we're busy trying to get this camp up to snuff, hopefully get it up to a fort, if at all possible, and that's where the three of you come in. All I ask is, you know, you report to where you gotta be, keep your feet dry, switch out your socks, cleanliness, orderliness, that's the name of the game. That'll keep you lasting a lot longer than most folks, is stay clean. Always wash up. We have some barbecue going over in the canteen if you're up for it, and welcome to Camp Cade."
"Thank you, sir."
"Thank you, sir."
"Thank you, sir."
All right, so y'all are looking around. Let me see, everyone give me a quick perception check.
3.
19 for Thalion.
22.
God dang. So with a 3, Rock, you're a soldier. Eyes forward, standing at attention. Even when he tells everyone to, you know, relax or whatever, you just stand at ease. Thalion, you do notice that, you know, there are several large chests and crates weighing down the tent's walls. You notice that these chests and crates are probably extra supplies and Ixalcor. You're taking a look at the map. Do me a quick history check.
Quick history check. 17.
All right. With the history check, you're looking at the maps, and something about what you learned in boot camp from the mistakes that you've made, it's coming back to you. You realize that the map does have some errors in it.
What kind of errors?
Just informational errors. You see that some of that information couldn't possibly exist there, just based on your knowledge of map reading. From what you failed in boot camp, you see it perfectly right here. Oh, this is what messed you up at boot camp.
So, guys, I've come a long way from boot camp as far as my map reading skills. And from what I saw in the lieutenant's office, there are a lot of inconsistencies with the map.
Lieutenant Blunt stops what he's doing, looks over what you're looking at, and you see him start shuffling through some of the papers real quick, the information that he has there. Son of a bitch. Shit, you're absolutely right, soldier. Great find. Great find. Tell you what, you know, he starts scribbling some numbers and letters on a piece of parchment, and he goes, hand this over to the quartermaster. I'll be sure that gives you a little something extra for your assignment. Basically, you're here to accomplish a simple mission. You got to find the source of a peculiar drug called Shadow Tar. You have to destroy the processing facilities and kill the producers. You might have heard of Shadow Tar in Sharn or even tried it. Not my business. If not, I will show you a sample. So he walks over to one of the crates and rummages around, throws the three of you a small package wrapped in wax paper.
I open it up and look at it.
Okay, when you open up and look at it, Thelion, you see a bar of Shadow Tar on there. Here you go. Take a good look. This we fished from the Blackwater. Several days ago, a few crates came floating down the stream. Most were spoiled, but a few sealed ones remain. Now, here are your first orders. Find our medic in the sick bay and get a full physical done. Then head over to the armory and get some proper equipment. Afterwards, you can grab something to eat from the canteen and find yourself a cozy tent. Tomorrow morning, you'll report to Wealthy and head into the forest. We need timber, the right kind. Just listen to Wealthy. Dismissed. And that is, unless you have questions, make it quick.
I have no questions. Thank you, sir.
No, sir.
All right, Roger. Dismissed.
All right, let's go find the medic.
Yep.
Excel Corps, did you have any questions?
I have no questions, but I am going to ask Thelion for a sample of that Shadow Tar.
Are you going to try it?
Well, I might try it later, but I'm going to run my own tests.
Okay.
You're going to sick bay first, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
All right, so you're walking in. Several stretchers stand in this wooden hut, one of which is occupied by a human. A halfling sitting on a small desk employs a mortar and pestle to grind down some stubborn plants. And you can tell that this halfling bears the mark of healing on her right forearm. And you notice that there are a couple of spots of blood on there.
Morning, Doc.
Oh, hello. Oh, hey. It's the three of you. You're the new guys, fresh off the boat. Am I right?
That's correct.
Oh, yep. Excellent. Excellent. All right. First, let's take care of... How about you right there? Who wants to go first?
Rock will go.
All right. All right, Rock. And you are? What kind of race?
Gnome.
Rock gnome?
Deep gnome.
Okay, and what's your class?
Druid.
Cool. All right, so Hallie just starts chit-chatting away. Oh, great. Nice to have another tiny person here. You know what I mean? Just, you know, we share the same space here. Yeah. As you can tell... Yeah, oh, yes, thank you. So, as you can tell... Here, please raise your arms. All right, thank you. Yeah, we have to stick together around here. There's a lot of weird stuff happening around here. Just all the creatures and stuff that comes down Blackwater. It's pretty crazy. Oh, I see. You are a deep gnome, is that correct?
Yep.
Oh, that's what I thought. Wow. Hey, so let me ask you. I know we just met and everything, but if you die, is it okay if I grab one of your ears? You know, to study.
If that fate becomes me, fine.
Terrific. Great. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, it's just, you know, I just love, you know, the medical field, and I just love studying. You know, I love to study. But anyway, that's kind of a, you know, a hobby of mine, but at the same time, it's my job. But anyway, yeah, I appreciate it. I really do. And not to, and I hope you don't die, but, you know, if you do, I mean, no reason to let the body go to waste, all right?
Right.
Great. All right. So let me go on to the next one here. Let's see. Oh, goodness. You're a big fellow. He looks over at Thelion.
Oh, hello. How are you? You're looking very healthy today.
Oh, like thank you very much.
You have all this medical stuff set up so nicely.
Oh, it is. It's really, oh, thank you so much. I try really hard. And let's see. And your race?
An elf.
Okay. Elf is just an elf?
Elf.
Elf? No half elf? Wood elf? Nothing?
Nope. Just an elf.
Okay. And your class?
I am a bard.
Typical.
What else are you supposed to do with a 20 charisma?
Warlock, sorcerer.
Yep, something you haven't played yet.
I'm going to be a nice bard.
Bullshit.
Something I haven't played yet.
It's like, man, it sounds like Jake is coughing pretty fierce over there. Are you allergic to bullshit, dude?
Deck is pretty high.
Bullshit's climbing up quick.
Oh, yeah, great, great. Oh, we hit, I love elves. Oh, my goodness. Y'all are so delicious. Not to say that I eat elves or anything, but, you know, that would just be weird. But anyway, yeah, I'm just very, you know, just curious, I guess is a good word, but I don't know. It might borderline be a bit more on ophelia of elves. I'm not really sure how to word that properly, but I think that's what it is. Anyway, and she just keeps going on and on as she's, you know, looking down your throat and telling, you know, turning your head and coughing and all that stuff. And oh yeah, that's great. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh okay. And what? Oh, and you said you're a bard. Yeah, we have not that many bards around here. Believe. Wow. I don't know. I don't get to have a lot of. Anyway, that's another different story. So moving on. Just real quick, you have very sexy fingers, I gotta say.
Thank you. I take care of myself.
And it shows. It really shows. But hey, listen, should anything happen, I would just love for you to come by and just, you know, put your hands on my table here so I can examine them if anything were to happen. You know, I mean, any kind of affliction or whatever. There's all kinds of weird stuff around here. And again, I love the steady. You know, I've already talked to your friend, The Rock, here. And, you know, and Rock knows that I love the steady, you know, body parts. But, you know, if you do ever find some kind of disease or something, some weird spot or something growing on your hands and your fingers, I would love for you to come back and take a look at it if you don't mind.
I'll definitely keep that in mind. You were the first one on my
list. Great, great, terrific. All right, so that's great, awesome. I really appreciate that. All right. Oh, and look at you, fella. You're a lively one. And let's see here, looking at the orders here, Ixil Cure, is that it?
Ixil Cure.
Okay, let me just mark that right here. Ezil Core. Alrighty, excellent. And okay, and oh my goodness, what kind of race are you now?
Lizard folk.
Typical.
As he says that about everybody walking in the door. Dwarf comes in.
Typical.
Warforged cleric.
Typical.
And what's your class?
Druid, Circle of Spores.
Do I have to say it?
We're all taking it.
Typical.
Thank you.
But I'm different. I farm penicillin. It's good to see another medical practitioner.
Oh, yes, indeed, indeed. Oh, and I love lizard folk. Oh, my goodness. The way you shed your skin. Speaking of, ooh, could you give me a sample of your skin? I would love to get my hands all over that. Whenever you shed it, of course. Not right now. That'd be kind of creepy. Well, kind of, but not really. But you know what I mean?
As she's saying that, I rip off a scale and I hand it to her.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I didn't mean a scale. I meant like whenever you start shedding your skin, not just scales.
Oh. You want
like
a whole
body thing, yeah. You know, cloaca and everything. Just again, fascinating stuff.
Well, if I remember not to eat it first, I'll.
Oh, great! Thank you. I really appreciate it. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. I'm not sure where you guys got to go next, but listen, great. That's fantastic. Hey, before you leave, I will want to ask y'all for a very small favor. Very small favor. If you could, if you're out there in the wilderness and everything out in the forest, if you can find different types of plants. You know, I'm trying to build up my surplus here. And again, I love studying. What do I have? I have an herbalism kit that I'm trying to utilize to the most of my abilities.
So Rock kind of goes over and takes a closer look and asks her, show me what you got. And he kind of takes out a little notebook, starts writing the stuff down as a druid. So
okay.
To try to identify what she has so he can identify it already if it's something he doesn't know about to make it easier for the future. And then he can kind of build on his own to give to her as well.
Okay. There's a whole lot there. So how about do this? How about do a nature check? Then you said you have an herbalism kit or you don't?
Yes.
Okay, so you and Jake both have herbalism kits.
So 16.
Meets it, beats it. Okay, so with a 16, she gives you a whole Rolodex of different plants, and these are plants that you are aware of. But yeah, with that 16, she shows you the samples of what she needs. With a 16, you know these plants. You've worked with them before. Some of them you haven't seen before, but you know how to find them, how to search them out in the forest.
Okay.
No pun intended. This is second nature to you.
Perfect. Amusing.
What was her name again?
Her name, good question, is, Hallie. And her last name is DeJorasco.
Good name.
Yeah, it is. Way to go, Christian Eichhorn. There is the armory.
Yep, we'll go to the armory.
Okay, everyone sees a human guard laying down on a stretcher. You look at his name tag on his shirt and it says Oru, F-O-R-R-U. Everybody roll a medicine check.
18.
Mm-hmm. 7.
That is going to be a lot. 24.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, Athelion, you see this guy laying down the stretcher, and you're like, man, this guy must be having it really rough. He looks in good health, but yet, you know, he's in here. I wonder what his whole deal is. So you go over and you talk to him a little bit, and he's like, well, it's nothing that I didn't already tell Hallie.
What did you tell her? What happened?
You know, it's just, I'm having these issues. It's just really hard, you know, being out here in this heat and everything, and it can get to you really quickly, you know, if you're not careful, dehydration or some kind of disease or something. I don't know. It's just, it's really rough out here. And as he's talking, Rock, you notice immediately that he's full of shit. You can tell that, you know, he probably just gave a huge sob story to Hallie, and she's just ultimately like a very kind person, even so kind, too kind for her own good. And so he's milking it as far as, you know, wanting to work and everything. And before you pipe up to, you know, call him out on his bullshit, Izzelcore, you do it for everybody and you just start snapping at him. Give me that audio. What would it sound like whenever you find out that this guy's full of shit?
Look here, you decrepit piece of shit. We all know that you're full of it. I don't know what the deal is. You're probably tweaking. I guarantee you're tweaking. It's got something to do with it.
No,
Shadowtar, isn't it?
No, hell no. I'm not going to ruin my pension for some... No, no. What are you talking about? No, it's just... That's not it. That's not it at all. No, I swear. And he looks over at Hallie. Hallie, you know me. I'm just really, really in a rut here.
How about I cut you open and find out?
And with that, he grabs his shit and he bolts out of there. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm going to do you one better, too. If you ever need healing, please, please come find me first, okay?
Does that go for all of us?
Well, no, that's kind of aimed at you because you're the one that helped get rid of him.
Oh, thank
you. Okay, fine. The little girl spoke. Yes, it's for everybody.
Well, thank you.
She gets what she wants.
She does, man.
Thank you, Pearl.
All right, so everyone's heading over to the armory?
Yep.
Yes.
Alrighty, this hut is filled to the brim with weapons and armor. The walls are covered in war material, and on the floor sit several more open crates, likewise filled with weapons. The smell of well-oiled steel hangs heavy in the air.
Looking for leather.
Okay.
Hopefully they have it my size.
Children's?
It's a little husky.
Oh, toddler.
Everything else a little tight around the chest.
So you see this, the armory officer right there. All right, what do you have? Do you have any orders? What do you got? Do you have any chits? What are you working? What do you have from here?
We were told to come get suited up by Lieutenant Blunt.
Blunt? Oh, great. Well, just what we need, more fresh fish. All right, let me give you your orders. Let me see your orders.
Here you go.
There they are.
Izzelcore?
Here you are, and here is a bonus writ. We're not fresh fish after all for helping out with the map.
Gotcha. Oh, yes. Oh, damn. All right, cool. All right, cool. So she just starts going through her standard. Yeah, all right, so everything looks in place here. All right, I see that you guys are new here, and obviously I can tell right here that the lieutenant, you know, you impressed him right away. Okay, and let me see. Have you visited the sick bay already? Have you talked to Hallie?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Excellent. All right, great. And again, she's just trying to make a real quick chit-chat. Then she starts going through her routine. All right, so just so you know, I offer the following services free of charge, and requisitioning arms from the weapons and requisitioning armor from the armor. And she just shows the weapons crates, the armor crates all around. And looking over the writ that you got from Blunt, she goes, excellent. I'll tell you what, I do collect unusual weaponry. I want to ask the three of you to bring back whatever you can find out on the natives. And as a reward, I'll promise to put in a good word to Blunt for the three of you. And I'll even offer part of my pay for whatever you find as well. And if that's not enough to sweeten the deal, I'll even add in a supply of ammunition, plus one ammunition that I'm willing to share with the three of you, depending on what you find. How's that suit you?
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's really good.
Alrighty. So, what do y'all be needing?
Leather armor.
Well, leather armor.
armor, and you're a tiny size, is that right?
Yeah, well, excellent. Tiny, thick. I prefer husky.
Husky, okay.
It's what he prefers, but he's really just a thick boy.
Shut your trap.
Alrighty, and so she goes digging around through some of the crates. Oh, gotcha, gotcha, here we go. Alright, perfect. And she takes out what was originally for a fat goblin. And she goes, long story, it was a real good find. I've had it for a while, but no one here had any use for this until now. So here you go.
Cool. The wooden shield and, let's see, any other daggers or scimitars, short swords.
Okay, so which one did you want? The scimitars, the daggers, or the short swords?
Scimitar, preferably.
Alrighty. And she hands it right over to you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I really hope success on your trip. And again, anything you need at all, come back and ask. Go ahead.
Oh, just also a dagger and a wooden shield if you have it.
And she go ahead and outfits you with a dagger and a wooden shield.
Thank you.
Excellent. All right, bud. And let's see, Mr. Elf Guy, what have you been eating?
I'm going to need to I can take some light armor if you got some lying around. Any that's really nice looking. No, I'll keep it clean. I'll take care of it.
Hey, once you sign off on that, it's yours, man. It's totally up to you how you want to deal with it. So I don't care if you keep it clean or if you let it rust over. Either way, it does nothing for me.
All right. Can you get the crossbow and a longsword and I'll take a little dagger as well.
All right. And so again, she goes rummaging around. She finds all of that and hands it right over to you. Now, because you didn't really specify on the light armor, she just digs right in and pulls out studded leather armor for you.
Okay.
Just chucks it. He's like, oh, here you go. This should suffice, I guess. I mean, it's nicer than, you know, just regular leather, I guess.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you guy, you there with the writ, what you needed?
All right. So I won't be needing any armor. I work better anatomically unhindered, but I will need a scimitar. I'll take a wooden shield and a quarter staff.
Okay. You have all of those items now.
Thank you.
You wouldn't happen to have a spear, would you?
I did, but you didn't specify it this time around, and I apologize. It's only like a one-time ask.
Roger. I'll trade up later.
All right. All right. And she is about to, you know, dismiss y'all when all of a sudden she stops and she goes, wait a minute. Wait. Tell you what. How about I give you a trident?
Each of us?
No. Rock, what did you ask for?
A spear.
Right. So she's trying to trade up to his trident.
Will you allow it?
Well, gee, if the DM is the one asking.
Then yeah. That sounds cool.
All right. So she's filling out the paperwork real quick just to say that it's out of her inventory. But before I give this to you, I have a real hard ask.
Okay.
And she waves the three of you over with her fingers like to come closer.
Yep.
Okay. And she comes down to a whisper. She goes, okay, guys, listen. I've heard rumors that some of the soldiers are concealing shadow tar that they fish from the Blackwater Estuary. I'm concerned that Blunt might find out about it if it's not already too late. And I want to ask y'all to have a look around. Nothing big. Again, just observe and report if you want to try to do that. That's all I'm really asking for. Just if you could keep an eye out, because this is a big deal. You know, we're here to get rid of this stuff, not for us to then be using it ourselves. So if you can do that for me, I would highly appreciate it. And I will I'll tell you what, next time y'all get back here, I'll find a +1 item for each of you.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right.
Before we leave,
Rock hands over the here. This is what Lieutenant Blunt gave us to show us what it was.
Yeah, I know what it looks like. That's for you to look at. I've seen it before plenty of times.
Well, I don't need to see it anymore, right? I know what it looks like.
Well, don't give it to me. I don't know what to do with it. I don't want it on my hands. Just keep an eye out. That's all I'm asking.
Very well.
And I'm sorry, Alex. What'd you say?
I was going to ask if he had any places to look, anybody to talk to, or any leads that he might have.
Quite honestly, I have zero clue. You know, that's why I'm asking around.
All right.
You know, I don't know. Check for any slackers or people looking like they're not willing to put in their share of the work. I'm not sure. I have zero clue.
Sounds good to me. I appreciate it.
All righty. Thanks, guys. And with that, y'all, what do y'all want to do?
Let's drop our gear and grab food.
That's a very good idea.
Okay.
Barbecue.
Is there anything unique about this armor besides it's a goblin?
No, goblin leather armor. That's about it.
Right. Stinks.
It stinks.
I clean it.
Made for a fat goblin.
All right, so everyone starts walking towards you drop your gear at the tents, and you start walking over to the canteen.
Oh,
as you hear over the PA system.
A jam.
Honey bun, sugar pie, honey bun.
Good morning, KMK!
Did the soundtrack come with this, or did you create this for this campaign?
Oh, I created it for this campaign.
Nice.
I haven't heard this in a hot minute.
And I think we're going to stop here for now.
Right.
Sounds pretty good.
That works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like I said, there's a ton of stuff on here that we're going to get through. And I just want to be sure I leave no stone unturned prior to pushing everybody forward. I do want to set the scene as good as possible because, dude, Christian Eichhorn went all out on this sucker. And I've read over the first couple of chapters twice now just because there's so much content there. And again, just given our history, and the fact that it mentions on here that he was inspired by Apocalypse Now when he made this. I'm going to go all out for everybody here. So, yeah, I'm going to make this work.
I'd love to smell a napalm in the morning.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, so like I said, we're going to take our time doing this. And, I mean, at this point, yeah, we're just going to keep moving forward. If we have anybody else jumping in, then they're going to have to play as a recruit or something.
Yeah, but it's still, it gives you opportunities, right? Because it's essentially there was new recruits coming to Camp Cade somewhat frequently.
Yeah.
Right? So, mm-hmm. I mean, that, it kind of gives you an automatic write-in for adding people into the campaign, or if you wanted to already have them as one of the other soldiers already there.
Right.
So it's actually really cool. It gives you a lot of other options for expanding or drop-ins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And like I did mention that there is potential here for everybody to have a total TPK, so that's going to come in later, but it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in.
Putting everyone through shit.
All right, sir. You have a good night.
Alrighty.
Have a good one, Jake.
Yep, you too.
Catch you guys next one.
Yeah, I will talk to you guys later.
Later.
All right. Until next time.